Tennessee. I'm John Avery Whitaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Buck?
The best I've ever tasted. What's the secret to the sauce?
Aside from pouring it out of a jar?
Must be the way you prepared it, then. You always make wonderful meals, Miss Katrina.
Thank you. Though I'm sure I'll make a dinner you don't like someday.
I doubt it. You're the best cook I know. It's too bad that Eugene can't eat with us.
Yeah, I'm sorry he hasn't been around as much lately. He did tell me yesterday that he wanted to plan another fishing trip with you.
That'd be great. We both had a lot of fun last time.
Oh? I got the impression that it was a bit of a disaster.
Why did you think that?
Eugene said something about lost earthworms, poles being dropped in the water, and a fishing line getting stuck in an overhead electrical wire. By his own admission, he's not much of an outdoorsman.
Oh, it was great. Really.
Greetings, Katrina, Buck.
In the dining room, Eugene.
Oh, I missed dinner. How embarrassing.
Have a seat. I'll warm up a plate for you.
Oh, don't trouble yourself. I couldn't eat a morsel anyway.
Why not?
On my way home this evening, Dr. Bross pulled me into her office.
Who's that?
She's the chair of the science department.
Oh.
The board has approved a new assistant professor position, and Dr. Bross would like me to apply for it.
Oh, Eugene! That's fantastic!
Indeed.
Oh, you've been waiting for an opportunity like that.
Yeah, that's great. But I thought you already were a professor.
Oh, it's difficult to explain, but I'm currently an adjunct professor, so I'm only part-time. This position would be full-time, and perhaps more importantly, I'd be on track for tenure.
What's tenure?
Another difficult concept, actually. Essentially, tenure protects my position from being eliminated without proper cause.
Meaning they couldn't fire you?
Not exactly, but it's not worth further explanation at the moment.
Oh.
Especially since there's another candidate applying for the position as well.
Who?
Albert Ellingwood.
Ah.
Is that a problem? Is he like a super professor or something?
No, he's as normal as I am, but he is very capable. I'll have my work, to borrow the colloquialism, cut out for me to prove I'm the better candidate.
What do you have to do?
Merely prepare an answer for every possible interview question, revise and update my curriculum vitae, put together a list of references, solicit student testimonials, clean my science laboratory to make the best possible impression, etc., etc., etc.
How can I help?
Oh, I'm afraid you can't, Buck. The details of preparation are very technical. Certainly nothing that would be in your proverbial wheelhouse.
How about cleaning your lab? I could help with that.
Oh, I can't imagine you'd find it stimulating. Besides, it requires meticulous attention to detail and knowledge of the proper lab materials.
There must be something I can do to help.
No, nothing really.
Okay. I'd better get started on my homework. Congratulations, and I hope you get the job, Eugene.
Good night.
Good night, Buck. Eugene, are you certain you don't want something to eat?
Oh, no, thank you. I'd prefer to begin working through my litany of tasks instead. Post haste, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. Pasta's always better the next day anyway.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, solve a mystery in 1800s London.
You're the detective?
Yes, sir. I'm Emily Jones.
Jacob Marley.
Really? Of Scrooge and Marley? The moneylenders?
No, Trent. Upstairs maid.
You took the necklace.
Wasn't Marley's necklace back then. It was Nell's. She owned it.
Solve the mind-boggling mystery of a Dickensian dilemma this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
So, other than your visit with Dean Bross, how was your day?
Very busy. Classes, grading, talking with students, but it was fulfilling. How was yours?
Fine. Eugene, I couldn't help but notice, I think you hurt Buck's feelings earlier.
I did? How? Pardon me.
How might I have hurt his feelings?
when you were talking about the job, he wanted to know more about it, and you kept saying it wasn't worth explaining.
Well, I didn't wish to bore him with details.
Oh, really, Eugene? Since when have you ever worried about boring anyone?
Since Miss Kendall said, and I quote, "Eugene, stop boring me," unquote.
And then Buck wanted to help you, and you said, quote, "no," unquote.
But I truly don't need his help.
Really? In the past, you've mentioned over and over that you don't enjoy cleaning your lab. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something he could help you with?
It's unlikely he could perform the task to the proper specifications, and I'm certain it would only be incredibly dull for him.
Buck's never complained about any job being dull. He wants to do things for us to prove he's changed and show his gratitude.
Something I thought we wanted to discourage, the proving himself bit, that is.
I know, but helping us is the main way Buck shows us he cares. He was trying to reach out to connect to you, and I'm concerned that he may have felt that you pushed him away. Didn't you see the look on his face? He was disappointed.
Well, come to think of it,
when you reject his help, you're communicating that you don't want him around, especially since he doesn't see you very often these days.
You're right, Katrina. I wasn't being purposefully obtuse. My excitement merely made me oblivious to how I was coming across. I'm sorry.
I know.
And you're right that I haven't seen enough of Buck lately. I will clear my schedule and spend the day with him tomorrow. Do we still have the rocket fuel?
Cold.
Are you sure you have time for this, Eugene? Shouldn't you be doing all those things on your job list?
Oh, nonsense. My interview isn't until next Friday, and we haven't really, to use the vernacular, hung out since that ill-fated fishing expedition.
It wasn't really ill-fated.
Oh, no need to put a brave face on things, Buck. Suffice it to say that the fishing didn't go as planned. I thought we'd be more likely to have success launching model rockets, so hand me that nose cone if you will.
Here.
Whew. Oh, thank you.
It's not too cold for launching?
Not with this particular igniter.
Oh, good. By the way, I had an idea for your interview.
Oh?
I could teach you Mr. Skint's tips for being likable. I've never told them to anyone before.
Well, I'd welcome any help you deem worthy, Buck. Hand me the potassium nitrate, please.
Okay. The potassium nitrate? That was the white powder in the blue plastic bag.
Indeed.
The blue plastic bag that I put in my backpack?
Yes. Is this a riddle?
The backpack that I forgot to put in the car?
That's the one.
I'm sorry, Eugene. Can we shoot rockets without it?
Mix rocket propellant without an oxidizer? You may as well try to create an algorithm without a function command.
I'll take that as a no. I can run home and get it.
On foot? No. That would take a while. We can drive back together.
Or I could stay here and finish assembling the rocket while you get the nitrate stuff, if that would help.
Help? Yes, help. That would help. You know, perhaps I'll run by the college for the oxidizer instead. It's closer. I shall return in scant nanoseconds.
It's been more than 3 hours, Connie. He never came back, so I picked up the stuff and walked here.
That is so strange. It's not like Eugene to be late. I've got that area pretty well covered.
He probably had something more important come up. I just feel bad for messing up his plans, especially when he's got so much on his mind with the new job and all.
Sounds like a dream come true for him.
I know, and I want to help him get it, but he says he doesn't need help.
Well, that sounds like Eugene. Even when he needs help, he doesn't like to accept it. Especially when it comes to something academic.
Then what can I do?
Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
What?
It's something Jesus said. Maybe you could help Eugene without him knowing you're helping. Are there any projects he usually does at home? Maybe shoveling the driveway, cleaning the garage, ironing his vest collection? You know, things he wouldn't have to spend time on if you did them for him.
That's a thought. Thanks, Connie.
You're welcome.
I'd better get going. Would you mind calling Miss Katrina at home to tell her I'll be there in a half an hour?
No, sure, I'll do that.
Thanks.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
Katrina. Buck's walking home from Wit's End, and he'll be there in half an hour. I'm not sure where Eugene is, but...
Miss Kendall?
Oh, never mind. He's here. Bye.
Have you perchance seen Buck? I left him in McAllister Park, and I wondered if maybe you...
Yeah, he went home. You just missed him.
In more ways than one, I suppose.
What happened? You told him you'd be back in 20 minutes.
And I should have been. We should have been joyously launching rockets into the bright blue sky an hour ago. But after someone forgot the potassium nitrate that I categorically reminded him to bring, I went to retrieve some from the college.
Uh-huh.
Upon my arrival there, the door of the basement storage room closed behind me with my keys in the door.
You were locked in?
Yes.
Well, how'd you get out?
Security walked by later and heard my calls for help. Otherwise, I might have been there for days.
Don't be overdramatic.
So I should be just the right amount of dramatic?
Don't be snarky either, Eugene. It doesn't suit you.
Oh, I apologize. But I didn't have my name tag and ID visible, which is college protocol, so the officer, a humorless individual, had to verify my employment since I was in a secure area.
Well, no biggie, right?
In fact, biggie.
Ooh.
He put me on a report to the college president for violating policy.
Oh.
I can't imagine that such an incident will reflect positively on my being considered for the professorship position, and this entire chain of events was triggered because of someone's irresponsibility.
Don't be so hard on Buck. He obviously didn't mean to do it. It's not all his fault.
I know. I guess I'm actually more disappointed that my time with him was lost. The whole point of this day was to help smooth our strained relationship.
Look, I'm sure Buck will understand when you explain. He'll be happy to try the rockets again.
Well, I suppose he will. What's that?
My phone. How weird. I thought I hung up.
Hmm.
Anyway, between you and me and this half-eaten bowl of raspberry ripple,
mm-hmm.
I think you're doing a great job as a parent.
Well, thank you, Connie. I only wish Buck shared your assessment.
Buck? Who is that?
Oh, hi, Miss Katrina. Connie left a message. I asked her to call earlier to say I was coming home. I just deleted it. I hope you don't mind.
Not at all. You know, we should look at getting you a phone of your own. I'll talk to Eugene about it. Speaking of, how did your rocket building go?
Fine.
Where is Eugene?
I'm not sure. Hey, what's the name of the guy Eugene's up against again?
Albert Ellingwood.
Have you met him?
Yes, I met him at the Christmas banquet last year. Nice man. That's him in the picture on the fridge.
He doesn't have a chance against Eugene, does he?
Well, Eugene has more experience in chemistry and computer programming. But Albert's a great professor, too. We just found out this morning that he had a research paper published in this month's Journal of Biology.
And that's a big deal?
Publication demonstrates academic talent, and it brings attention to the school.
Oh.
But don't worry. If Eugene's supposed to get the job, he'll get it.
I think he will.
The adventure continues with The Last Chance Detectives. The book series that you've known and loved, The Last Chance Detectives, is back with new adventures to tap into the imagination of your kids. Mike, Winnie, Ben, and Spence are always up for a good adventure, not only working to solve mysteries, but teaching great values, like teamwork, and how a little faith goes a long way. The Last Chance Detectives, it's available now at lastchancedetectives.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
That's him.
Showtime.
Professor Ellingwood! Professor!
Yes?
Wait up, please!
Watch out for the ice, young man.
I need to give you... Oh, no. I'm really, really, really sorry, sir.
Please let me help you
no,
up.
No, no, no. I'm fine.
I insist. Oh, your jacket's filthy. I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it. Just let me get up.
I'm really, really...
Sorry. I got it.
My name's Joseph Harper, sir. I have a note for you from Dean Bross. I tried to deliver it earlier, but I couldn't find your office.
Well, I actually don't have my own office. The adjuncts all share one.
Oh, that explains why I couldn't find it. I'm really...
Please stop apologizing. The dean gave you a note for me?
I'm an assistant in the dean's office, sir.
Oh, well, you look a little young for a college student.
I skipped a couple grades, but now I'm wondering if I'm really ready for college. I'm such a klutz.
Now, don't be so hard on yourself. College is a big transition for anyone. But why didn't Dean Bross just call me?
They've been working on the wiring in the science building all week. The lines are down, and you know how poorly cell phones work there.
I think I did hear something about that.
Please don't tell her I delivered the note late. I don't think she likes me very much. She's been looking for a reason to let me go, and...
Don't worry, son. I won't say a word. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a meeting.
Wait! Aren't you going to open that note? Dr. Bross said it was urgent.
She did, huh?
Everything okay, sir?
Well, it seems my meeting is canceled. That's strange.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't get you the note sooner.
Well, it's not a big deal. You have a good day.
Thank you, sir. You too. Mission accomplished.
Hey, look!
Connie, what are you doing here?
I'm headed to an art class. What are you doing here? Don't you have school?
It's a teacher in service day.
Oh, so you're visiting Eugene?
Yeah.
That's sweet. He's got that job interview later, huh?
Yeah, in an hour.
Well, he could probably use a pep talk.
Yeah, well, I better go find him. Bye.
Okay, see you later.
That was a close one.
Oh, greetings, Miss Kendall.
Judging from your expression, they either named a new element in the periodic table after you, or your interview with the dean went really well.
One better. The other candidate didn't show up, and Dean Bross offered me the job on the spot.
Congratulations, Eugene. That's wonderful.
Indeed. I feel, as Shakespeare said in Act 2 of As You Like It, like singing hey-ho unto the green holly.
Uh-huh. What was Buck's reaction? You told him, right?
Oh, how could I? He's in school.
No, he isn't.
Oh, yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he... Instead of bickering about whether he is or isn't, perhaps you should tell me where you got the notion that he isn't.
Well, I saw him here a little while ago.
Hmm?
He said it was a teacher in-service day, and he was stopping by to see you.
Oh, really? But today isn't...
What's the matter?
Pardon me, I need to go check on something.
Okay. Bye. And congratulations.
Can I set the table for you, Miss Katrina?
Oh, sure. Thank you, Buck.
Eugene's home.
We're in the kitchen.
Greetings.
So? Oh, don't keep us in suspense.
How'd the interview go?
The dean offered me the position.
That's great, Eugene. Oh. Isn't it?
Why aren't you happy?
Buck, I need to inquire of your whereabouts today.
My what?
Where were you this afternoon?
What are you talking about? Buck was at school.
Well...
You weren't at school?
Actually, no.
You skipped school? Why would you do that?
I needed to do something.
What?
I'd rather not say any more, if that's all right.
Well, it's not. Where were you?
At the college.
Why? Buck... Out with it. What were you doing at the college?
I was only trying to help.
What do you mean? Help with what?
Buck pretended to be an assistant at the science department. He took letterhead and forged a note from the dean to prevent Professor Ellingwood from showing up for his interview.
You forged a note?
This note, in fact.
Where'd you get that?
Professor Ellingwood gave it to me. After my meeting with the dean, I... heard you were on campus.
Did Connie tell you?
It's not important how I heard.
Connie told you.
Anyway, I was trying to figure out why you were there. I went back to the science building, and Albert was attempting to reschedule his own appointment. He came to the office in person because his phone was missing. Now, you wouldn't happen to know where his phone went, would you, Buck?
Yes. It's right here.
You stole the man's phone?
I had to make sure he couldn't call the office. I was gonna leave it in the lost and found tomorrow.
And that would have made it okay? What have you done, Buck?
I helped Eugene get the job.
Your actions might cost Eugene his job. Or any position at the college.
But why? He had nothing to do with it. It was my idea.
You committed a fraud. It's a crime, Buck.
I know what fraud is. And I know what the punishment is for it. I'm underage. The worst that would happen would be a few months back in juvie.
You were willing to go back to juvenile detention for this?
I didn't figure I'd get caught, but if it came down to that, then yeah. You were the one who deserved the job anyway. I was just giving you a little extra push. And it worked. You got the job.
Actually, no, I didn't.
Did they fire you?
No.
They didn't fire me. Professor Ellingwood is going to take the job. I declined the offer.
You did?
But why?
The dean said that she was going to offer me the job today anyway. But I decided that I couldn't take it. Not after what happened.
So you turned down the job? Because of me?
Yes, in more ways than one. Buck, what you did was wrong.
I'm getting that impression.
Lying, stealing, deception? That's your old life. And it has no place in this family.
But I
can also see that you were trying to do this to help me. And while you will be disciplined for your actions, I'm grateful that you cared enough to try to help me. Albeit in a very wrong way that you will never do again. Do you understand?
Yeah. And I'm really sorry. That job was your dream.
I have many dreams, some more important than others. Although I would have relished that position, it would have required even more time away from you and Katrina than I would like.
Well, I still feel bad, but not as bad as I did a minute ago.
And you need to know that while there's nothing you need to do to gain our love, there's also nothing you can do to lose it.
Which is also true of a relationship with God, of course.
So, does that mean I won't have a consequence?
On the contrary, our discipline for you stems from our love.
Can I ask what the punishment is?
The punishment will likely be in the plural. For starters, I intend to take you up on your offer to clean a science laboratory, but not mine.
Whose then? What about these beakers, Eugene? Professor Ellingwood sure has a lot of them.
Those are cleaned with the special detergent under the counter. Then rinse them with distilled water, and when they're dry, follow with a final rinse in deionized water.
I could never remember all that. Thanks for helping me.
You're welcome.
So, when are we going to shoot off model rockets again?
Be honest with me. Do you enjoy building model rockets?
I enjoy being with you. And while I do like it, I wouldn't say it's my favorite way to spend a Saturday.
Well, thank you for your honesty. I suspected as much, which is why I have come up with an alternate activity. Ice fishing at Trickle Lake.
But you hate the cold, and you don't like fishing.
Oh, but you do. Therefore, I am willing to brave the elements and embrace the activity.
I have a better idea.
Oh?
How about we go home, pop some popcorn, and watch a movie with Miss Katrina?
Can we pick the movie?
Of course.
Then, as they say in the vernacular, you're on.
Being part of a family isn't easy, and it doesn't mean that parents and siblings are perfect. Everyone makes mistakes and keeps making mistakes. Romans 5:8 says, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So even while we were messing up, God still loved us. If you need the greatest example of how to love your family members while they make mistakes, look to God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Old Tricks was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Will Ryan, Robbie Bruce, Audrey Wasilewski, Katie Lee, and Mark Taylor. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.